Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, as heard on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network, brought to you by Tom and Bubba of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
We go, Bub. Good morning. It's Saturday morning here in beautiful, sunny South Florida, man. How you doing today?
Did you already have your volume playing again?
Break my back. Why don't you, buddy?
I heard it, dude.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of things going on getting ready to do this technically.
Come on. You've had 2 hours to sit here and get ready.
Yep. Been doing a lot of emails, behind the scenes work, a lot of big stuff going on today, man. How you doing?
Working away, man. Just cranking out in the facility right now, getting stuff done.
Yeah, right on, man. A lot of stuff going on around here, man. We're going to talk a little bit about the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA 17 2.3 liter stock block EcoBoost Mustang. It is the only one like it in the world, Bub. We broke 600 horsepower, put 603 down at the rear tire with that car. It made its debut at SEMA to just a slew of celebrities and fans, man.
Yeah, man. We had a great time out at SEMA, dude. It was, pretty strong showing out there. A lot of presence, a lot of attention that car got, and we had a lot of fun with it, man. And now the S550 is back here in the facility on the film stage floor. It is just chilling. We've gotten already since then, Steeda has released a couple more products for that S550 model line, so they have sent those in. We are looking forward to getting them on the car and just pushing that thing again to another level, man. So it just keeps continuing to grow. And we're going to take this thing out and do the public unveil at the Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Next Saturday, man, we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about the ratings in just a second as well, too. Bub, good morning. This episode's brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. com. Make sure you check out all of our online apparel, ladies and gentlemen, and not only the online apparel, but please check out all of the performance products we are now offering from our partners like Steeda Autosports, Borla Exhaust, CPE, all of the big names out there. Please check it out. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's msoutlawboutique.com at 561-660-6695, ladies and gentlemen. The Outlaws are loose. Robin and Layla are running crazy down in Town Center in Abacoa, Florida. It's out of control. You ought to see the new line of clothes they've gotten in, not for just fall, but for the Christmas season. And guys, make sure you get your girl stuff there. It is the most outlawish boutique in the world. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. We will be unveiling the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA 17 EcoBoost Mustang next Sunday, Bub, with our tour bus, the race and rally trailer, Paul Sr. from Orange County, the whole nine yards, man.
Yeah, man, we're really looking forward to it. You know, we've had so much exposure with that thing. We've had a lot of fun, and we've just gotten a lot of great stuff from it. You know, we had the contacts we've gotten out in Vegas, man. There were so many people, so many high-end celebrities we met, so many guys out there that we had met, and it's just a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it, man.
I want to say a very special good morning, Bub, to Allison Blackstein out there at dynocom.com. We're going to talk about that in a minute and the importance of the role they may be playing here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports over the next 12 months as a title sponsor as we take these big steps forward into the next year, Bub. We came back from SEMA. We've already been contracted to build four cars for SEMA on top of all of the other very high-end special builds we've got going on around here, and we have already started taking measures and steps to get us to that venue in 2018.
Yeah, man, contracted for four more cars. It's that's a pretty solid way to leave SEMA 17 is to be ready to build for very high-end names out there for SEMA 18. So we're looking forward to it. We have a super busy year ahead of us here at BEM. So just between, the client rides, the SEMA build again, all the stuff that we're doing behind the scenes, we have some serious stuff we haven't released the news to yet. You know, you never want to let the cat out of the bag too soon, but I'll tell you what, man, we've got some crazy things going on behind the scenes, and we're looking forward to a lot of fun this year.
Today's going to be an amazing episode. We are going to be joined by the crew over from Street Outlaws New Orleans, the Discovery Show. They're going to join us here, Bub, today live. We're going to be talking to Chris out at Palm Beach International Raceway. We're going to be doing a sponsorship deal with those guys over there. We're going to have Josh from CPE join us as well. And we're going to talk a lot about that, a lot of good things. Bub, let's just do kind of a recap there on SEMA. We had a wonderful, wonderful reception on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Mustang. It is, as I shared with you, the world's only 2.3 liter stock block EcoBoost to lay down 600 horsepower, 603 to be exact. And the car was visited by great people like Michael Anthony from Van Halen, Asian and Farm Truck from Street Outlaws. The list of celebrities just went on and on and on. We had a great time hanging out in our green room with Agent and Farm Truck as well, man.
Yeah, man. You know, really cool guys, man. It's, you know, we talked about it a little bit on our daily live streams we did throughout the week. I think, you know, especially once we came back from SEMA, you know, Robin, or not Robin, Asian is just one of those guys that is super, super chill, down to earth, man, where, you know, you can just, you can walk up and approach him and hang out. He wasn't there at SEMA to do 15-minute autograph signings and go hide in a room somewhere and wait like a lot of the celebrities out there
were,
right?
We don't do that either, though, Bob.
He was just cruising around, having fun in the, you know, with the fans, just hanging out, walking around, checking stuff out, checking out the rides. You know, he was enjoying SEMA. He wasn't just a, you know, a puppet in a cage at that point, which is really cool.
Thank you to Turbinetics, who invited us out there to build that car. We will be doing some more things with the BEM SEMA Mustang. It's going to take a turn and head for the 700 horsepower club here very shortly, thanks to Josh and crew over at CPE.
Yeah, we've got, again, some crazy stuff going behind the scenes, man. And, you know, we're really looking forward to getting this thing out there. You know, not only did we make a huge mark with that Mustang, but, you know, from here forward, we are going to take it and move it out of that stock block application. And we are going to push that number for that 700, 750 plus horsepower club. It's going to happen, man. It's just a lot of hard work and, you know, taking it back apart. We'll go through it one more time for its final thing and then we'll be done.
And Bub, that car will be going back out to SEMA along with the CPE Raptor. That's going to be done. We've been asked to do a Challenger as well. I mean, it's just, it's crazy where it's actually going. The SEMA show was really well done. Thanks to the guys over there at Turbinetics, Reggie, Brad, all of the crew over there, Bub, that had us come out there and build those cars for them.
Yeah, man, we had a lot of fun with it. It, you know, it's nice that, you know, really more an honor than anything to be asked for, you know, yourself to be able to build and design a car that's going to be on display in the Precision Turbinetics booth. You know, they have really, Wabtec in general has taken over the Turbinetics or the boosted
they
world,
have.
Man, in terms of, you know, they have Turbinetics, they have Napier, they have Precision. They have an industrial line as well. So there's so many different venues that they're reaching out to and, you know, they're just taking it over, you know? So for somebody, a company as strong as that, as large as they are, as high quality as they are, you know, for them to open their arms for us to be able to design and build a car specifically for their booth to, you know, not only make us look good, but to make them look good, to show off their product as well. You know, that's, I think that says something in itself.
It does. We were in there with John Urich and his, of course, we all know his show. His Camaro was there. Camaro was there, Bub. Twin turbo Camaro. He was laying down, what, 628 with that car or something like that?
Yeah, that one, I think he laid 628 or 682. I remember it was in that 600 range.
628.
Pretty solid number, man. And it's, you know, again, that everything that John does over at Hellion is all just direct fit application stuff. So utilizing all of Precision's components, their wastegates, blow-off valves, turbochargers, even their custom intercoolers. So he utilizes all those components, so it's still true to the brand of Precision, but he takes and designs all of the piping, the hot side, the cold side, the exhaust, the intake, the, I mean, everything you could possibly imagine to complete a full turbo kit that you take out of a box and you bolt it onto a car, very much like what we do here.
I can tell you our crew over at CPE, Custom Performance Engineering, the guys you had custom build the intercooler discharge pipes and cold air intake for the BEM SEMA Mustang are going through some huge growth changes this year, Bub, as are we. And they're going to be partnering up with us for 18 as well on these rides.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it, man. We SEMA 17 was a great... It was a great venue for us, man. We knew 2017 was going to be a pretty strong year for us. We had a full change in the business model, and you know, we kept pushing that bar to the top. And you know, I think SEMA 17 really showed that it all came through. You know, we're loving it, man. We've got a lot more to come. We have a lot of stuff, like I said, going on behind the scenes. We can't really release yet, but stay tuned. You guys will see it. Of course, you're going to see it. think quite a few million people are going
to
see it.
Yeah, shout out to the haters who tried to keep us down. Let us know how you did. Right in, we're on the air live right now. Let's talk about how we did. In fact, call us, 714-242-5166. All haters are welcome, 714-242-5166.
Here and chilling.
Here and chilling. Not going anywhere. Don't like them keyboard warriors, bub. Hey, bub, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Monkey in Paradise 16 Challenger rolled out yesterday after 7 months of very hard time. It rolled out in just stunning fashion. Absolutely beautiful, man.
Yeah, thank you. It's, that was a long project. We did the final post on Instagram last night. And, it's amazing when you look at it. You know, you look at the fact that I haven't done a before after photo yet. I need to do those. I didn't have the actual camera card with me last night to do them. But, you look at that car and you see how it went from what it was, which this car was literally totaled. This is a brand new Challenger SRT8, a very high value car. This is just prior to the Hellcat and Demon getting released a year and a half ago. So you have this car that just came out. This thing was only a couple weeks old when the client took it home from the showroom floor. He had fallen in love with the car, and sure enough, the thing gets hit, and it gets hit on
every panel.
Corner, man. So it was super, super bad. The insurance company, they definitely wanted to just write this thing off and wrap it up and throw it down the line and be done with it. And it's unfortunate because the client had just fallen in love with that car. Everything about the color, to the upholstery, to the way it drove, to the way it looked, to the styling of it, everything about it. So we here at BEM, man, we took it and we ran with it, man. We used it as an opportunity to get out there and really show the strength of what we pull out of the facility. Everything from mechanical to paint and body to upholstery, everything on that car was done, literally with the exception of the trunk lid of that car.
Yeah, man. And even then you had to clean that up. There were scratches and dents and everything else on it, man.
Yeah, there were a couple fine scratches on the car, maybe just in a couple weeks of it being owned, washing the car, whatever it may have been. But there were a couple fine scratches all the way down to that final polish and detail we did to it just to take all those things out of this. When the client got it back, he was super blown away and didn't have any upset areas on the car.
The Monkey in Paradise Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Challenger will be on display next Sunday at the Cars and Coffee event. It is the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. It will be on display there along with the BEM race and rally team, the BEM SEMA 17 600 horsepower Mustang. Everything will be there, Bub. Everything will be right there.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it, man. It's Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach is a great setup. We haven't been to the past two. We had this is the November one. October, we were in SEMA. The prior month to that, we were, what was before that? We were...
It rained the prior one, remember?
It did something, but we didn't make it down. We were here doing the SEMA Mustang or something, man. But, it was a lot of hours around the clock to get that car done and ready, man. It showed off insane. It still looks insane. The thing is sitting on the floor here in the shop. We haven't even started or moved it since Monday. We've just been so busy on client rides. But it looks insane, man. And we can't wait to unveil that to the public. The thing has literally gone viral on social media in terms of, all of the magazine exposure. We've got, multiple coverage things we had done out at SEMA, multiple photo shoots. We got a calendar cover for it. So we had so many different things that were super successful. And it's just spreading like wildfire on social media right now, man. I love it.
We had, Joe from Grassroots Motorsports, John from Carcraft Magazine, Asian and Farm Truck, Michael Anthony. We had Chris De La Garza, one of our former producers, come out. He's now filming. He's with Pilgrim Productions. And for those of you who don't know who Pilgrim is, Pilgrim did the Tuttle Show, our good friend, Paul Sr. He did Orange County Choppers. They did Orange County Choppers for 12 years. Chris is now there. He came out and filmed B-roll of the car for Aaron Kaufman's new show, Shifting Gears, that he is filming currently.
Yeah, man, it's, and that's really cool. It's, we filmed our first pilot on Discovery Channel with Chris De La Garza, Dirk, Matt, Sean. We filmed it with those guys, I'd say, six years ago.
Yep.
We had a blast doing it, man. It was, it had to be about that time. Yeah, we were up in DC.
Yep.
And, we did a lot of crazy stuff. I mean, we did a lot of B-roll footage. We did a lot of stuff down at the Washington Monument, cruising around the streets of DC by the White House. So we had a lot of fun. We were creating havoc in all of DC when we were doing that filming. So we had a blast doing it. Too bad they had super homo helmet laws up there. We all look like a bunch of dildos riding around.
We were actually on South Capitol Street right there in front of the Capitol, Bub.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun doing it, man. But, those guys have stuck by our side the entire time. And, we've done a lot of stuff with them. Yeah. And it's really cool to see everybody evolve, us from a design and build standpoint and everything we've got going on in the automotive industry, but also with the way that the film quality has been done, man. Now we're upgrading to 4K and 5K, you know, footage, and it's insane,
faster,
dude. You know,
4K came in, man. They're moving,
man,
to 5.
I'm telling you, dude.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane, man.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's really cool because we've all been able to grow with each other. Everyone's evolved and, you know, everyone's moved in the positive direction, which is great. You know, it's, no one's gone backwards. Everyone's gone forwards, and that's what you look for.
Yeah. It's just been, I just can't tell you how proud I am of the whole SEMA, the way it went down.
Yeah.
From the Aria Hotel and the class, accommodations there, food's a little fat, a little bready. There, it's expensive. You know, I wasn't a big fan of that. You know, we eat pretty health conscious, and you just can't find that there. There's no good place to find good fish and good salmon and stuff like that. Oh, by the way, Bub, we can share with the fans around the world that we went to Mandalay Bay and checked that out. Kind of eerie, huh?
Yeah, this is true. We did do that.
Windows in the 32nd floor were replaced. There's silt fencing all around the block. It's one city block in width and length.
Mm-hmm.
And they had green silt fencing so you couldn't see in, and there were police officers and cruisers all the way around the area where the damage took place.
Yeah, it was a mess, man, to see it, and you know, to see what that actual environment was, because it's not what you see on TV, it's not what you see on pictures. Of course, you'll never get the reality of anything until you're there on the spot and you're understanding the true story of it and the reality of it. But it was insane, man, you know, seeing it, you know, thinking that there were, you know, thousands of people, I think 20,000-30,000 people at this venue. And it was literally from one corner of the street, just like you were sitting at a 6-lane highway, man. It was one corner of the street across to the other, like on the other side of a pedestrian crosswalk. And that's the range of, you know, what it was from distance A to distance B. And it's a shame that that's what it was. This was nothing more than just a piece of trash that has no morals, no life, no skills, nothing. And he just took it out on innocent people who are enjoying a great concert.
And how about the fact, Bob, I got a really good picture there. I talked to one of the police officers. They refused to comment on why they were there.
Probably because they thought you were like a news reporter.
Yes, probably so.
You probably came up and you're like, we are live.
No,
what do you think about the Mandalay Bay situation?
No, I actually just said, hey, you guys still doing an active investigation? She said, no, we're just hanging out. But I was, some of the silt fencing had come down, Bob. So I was able to slip up right at the foot of the film, right at the foot of the music stage there. It was, what, probably 200 yards from where he was shooting to the stage, you'd think?
I mean, it wasn't even hard to see with the eye. I mean, it was just, you could see from here's point A, here's point B. This was your target. I mean, it's not hard to see the distance. It's not like you had to use a scope to see what you were doing. It was that close.
Yeah, the FBI was crawling around in there. They're scoping everything. You could see, all of the concert posters were the same. Nothing had changed. There was blood all over the place. There was, you could see where everybody got in a panic. People were eating on wood barrels there. And you could see where the wood barrels were knocked over. The tables were knocked over. Chairs were knocked over. People were looking for some sense of cover and get away from the rounds that were just flying.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah,
crazy. Then we went over to Pawn Stars, Bub. Hung out over there.
We did. That's right.
How about that?
Yeah. You know, we went over and that was a great show, man. That was on History Channel, another Discovery-owned show. And, you know, it turned
still airing.
Yeah, man. It was super, super cool. You know, being there, being on set, you know, seeing where they film everything live. There's so much stuff in there, man. It's
small,
you know, of course,
too.
Yeah, of course. It's crazy. You know, the things you see in Vegas, of course, just naturally, right? I'm not talking about the transvestites. I'm talking about just everything you see in general. But, you know, there's so much stuff in terms of history and really cool things that you see in Vegas in terms of, you know, Elvis Presley's clothes and his cars and, you know, all of the jewelry that you see that were owned by major celebrities. And, you know, you almost wonder, like, you know, why these people would get rid of this stuff. Either they were tight on cash or what. But when you've got, you know, $100,000-$200,000 full diamond rings and stuff sitting there, you know, it's crazy when you walk around, and you see all this stuff, just this memorabilia sitting in there.
Isn't
that's
crazy?
Worth crazy stuff. You would think these people would keep on to it, you know?
Yeah. I just, let me ask you a question, Bub. Would you live in Vegas?
Heck no, dude.
Why?
I wouldn't vacation in Vegas.
No, no way, man.
That's my personal opinion. There's so many people out there that are like, oh, Vegas is great. I love Vegas. You know, it's, hey man, if you love it, that's all good, but I can't stand it. You know, I've been there multiple times.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't matter. We actually went in early this year for SEMA and we left late. So we had plenty of time to just walk around.
Yeah.
Casually, we weren't under there, you know, under just a full workload there. So we had time to walk around, chill, hang out. It's just not for me, man. I can't stand the cigarette smoke. I can't stand, you know, just you can't go eat a dinner anywhere without there being smoke, like flowing into your mouth while you're trying to eat, whether it be cigarettes or cigars or You know, and that's not my style. You know, I like to just enjoy life and have a fun time. Like we go here to Utiki or Guanabana's, you sit on the water. It's not overly loud. Everyone's just talking at a nice calm level and everyone's having a great time and enjoying themselves. And
it was, it's weird, Bub. I look at it, you know, and I think to myself, no matter how much money you have, I just couldn't throw it away like that on gambling.
No, I mean, I think I spent $4 on the machine. It was the fastest $4 I've ever thrown away. When I compare that to how hard it is to make $4, I was like, yeah, it's a wrap, dude. I'm going upstairs.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Did you almost break the machine like you did last time we were in Vegas?
No, I got up and just casually walked away, dude.
Did you? Knock somebody else's machine over.
I should have, man.
Yeah, how about
I should have. Yeah. I mean, I was there so short, they didn't even have time to bring me a free drink.
Really?
That's how short I lost the $4. It was like I stuck it in and pulled the lever gone.
Again.
Well, I did. I won it. I think I won pennies. $6 or something like that. And then I was like, yeah, that's really cool, dude. Then I pulled the lever one more time and I pushed max bet. Gone.
Done.
Zero.
Finished.
It was literally just erased.
Yeah. Yeah. Light show with, at the Bellagio, the water show was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool seeing that stuff.
Neat. Britney Spears was there.
Yep.
Who else was
there? There's a lot of people,
Jennifer
man.
Lopez.
Steve Aoki was there. Diplo
Steve
was there.
Aoki was at Aoki, yeah.
I mean, so many people were out there doing headline concerts. And, you know, it's a really fun place to go and just have a crazy wild time. We were there for Halloween. You know, so down on Fremont Street was insane. But, you know, there's just... It's a different lifestyle, man, and it's not one that I enjoy. So I'd rather be right here. You know, I wouldn't want to sit on an 8-hour flight just to get there for what it was.
Yeah, it's just not that.
That's just me.
Just not me. But it appeals to others, Bub.
Yeah, all the
time. It really, really does. So, you know, Bub, it's going to be a huge banner year for us. We're going to have to get one SEMA car built every 2.5 months on top of all of the clients' rides here.
I feel like I'm going to end up building all four of them within 1 month.
No,
that's the way my life goes.
We're not going to do that, man. That's how
you watch.
Well, we got the call from Reggie at Turbonetics to... You know, he had we all of a sudden had to have the BEM SEMA Turbonetics Precision Turbo car ready.
Yeah, that was in like July
months,
or August.
Man.
Yeah.
2 months, man.
Yeah, that was it. But I mean, we made it happen fast, man. There were a lot of super late nights that I worked on that car to get it done and ready. And, you know, half my team was at home sleeping. Actually, let's say 99% of the team was at home sleeping. But
they weren't sleeping when it came to Friday paychecks, were they?
No, ever. Everybody was here hanging out. But I'll tell you what, man, it was a lot of hard work. A lot of long hours went into it. And again, man, we're going to raise that bar up again just one more time because we do have more product that was sent in from how much exposure that car garnered out at SEMA 17. There were just, I mean, everybody that saw the car was like, dude, the pictures just don't even, there's no chance. I mean,
that's what everybody has said, Bob. The pictures just don't, all the magazines said the same thing. The pictures do not do that car justice.
No, and it's, I'll tell you what, man, there's nothing like that car here on the streets of South Florida. This is plain and simple. And that is, you know, there's starting to be a new phase that's coming out right now. And that's what a lot of people consider, you know, if you follow it up on Instagram and stuff, is the Liberty Walk style started over in Japan. It's all bolt on wide bodies and flares. And that is literally taking over the industry right now. It's going to be a fad that comes and goes as always. But you know, we got in on the forefront of that thing. We got this thing done, ready to go. And it shows like an animal, man. And every person that saw that wide body that doesn't even like wide body cars was like, man, you perfected this kit to where it's insane. Even the company who designed and built the wide body,
they were blown away. Extreme Dimensions, all their products are on sale at our website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com for Porsches, Ferraris, Lambos, you know, exotics, Hyundais, all the way down the road.
Yeah.
But even Chip Foosebub was saying how much he liked the car and that it was just, you know, such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful amazing thing, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, man. We had a lot of fun with it. We've got a lot of good things in the works for, you know, the remaining balance of the fourth quarter of 17. 18 is just going to be an absolute train wreck, man. We have so much stuff going on already, and we're really,
really
looking forward
man.
To it.
Hey, Bob, one of the things I wanted to talk about is, as I was talking to a lot of the people who saw the car, I even had somebody here tell me that they were watching the pictures there,
mm-hmm.
And that the car, Phil Gallo,
yeah,
he said he was watching all of the reports come out of SEMA about the car. And keep in mind, there was, you know, 1.5 million people, 1.5 million people that came through there, 500,000 of which lined the streets for the parade lap after the show.
Yeah.
And Phil was saying, my God, man, this car is so much prettier in person. The pictures just don't do it justice.
No, and it's true, man. It, you know, everybody will see that car. It hasn't even been publicly released yet. We haven't even driven it on the streets here in South Florida. We've had this thing, you know, literally the day that we built it, it had a photo shoot 5 a.m. Friday morning. It loaded in the trailer Friday afternoon, went out to Vegas 3 days straight, came straight back from SEMA, left the day that the show ended, which was at 4 p.m. on Friday. So, you know, that thing ended and we actually did the parade lap with the car. It was insane. The attention it drew on the parade lap. There were people literally stopping media companies,
stopping us. Yeah.
We need to shoot this car real quick. So literally in the middle of the parade, stopping and getting photos of it shot. And, you know, now that it's back here, it came 3 days back here, has sat inside the facility. This thing hasn't seen an hour of sunlight yet. So
it hasn't.
We're really looking forward to getting this thing out there in the public. We're going to do that at Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach on the 19th. I think that's next Sunday.
It's a public unveiling next Sunday, Bob. Please, yeah. Everybody come out and join us at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall. It's going to be an amazing thing.
Which will be fun for me because I'll actually for once get to drive that car.
Yeah.
And then I'll have Layla drive the Porsche because we got to get them both down there,
yeah.
Right? So I'll have that happen and then that'll be good.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, I think the funniest thing about it was the original Bigfoot was out there. I shared with you my memories of it. I saw that in St. Charles, Missouri, where Grandma and Grandpa are from. And that's where that truck was originally built back in 77, 78, something like that, when we rotated back here from Germany. And it was great to see that vehicle live in person, the original one that I saw driving the streets back then as they were designing it before we transferred it over to Montgomery, Alabama, the Air War College. And it was they had a group full of people in the truck. The one guy opened the door and went to step out and forgot he was 7 feet off the ground, and down he went.
What a dummy, dude.
Dang it, dude.
Did you not realize you were riding in the original Bigfoot? Like, you're 7.5 feet off the ground. This guy jumped out like he was in a lowered truck.
No, didn't work
I've
out
never seen
way,
somebody did. Splat to the ground so fast in my life.
My God, man. What was that about?
I don't know, dude.
I mean,
that could have been really bad for him.
Yeah. Do people not think?
Some people just don't have a clue.
Yeah, they don't.
And single clue.
And he could have really hurt himself badly. Bud.
That's what I'm saying, man.
You know,
that could have been an ankle, a wrist, anything. That could have been a head split.
Could have been anything, man. He was very, very lucky, man.
Yeah.
Very lucky. And then the procession going out was lined with people on both sides of the street, police escorts. I never seen so many cops in one spot at a time.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there was a lot of, there was a lot of security, you know, this year at SEMA, the security was very, very heavy. And I think because of the Mandalay Bay thing, what had happened in Texas is that right there after that, man, it just continues. There's just a bunch of freaking idiots out there trying to prove a point for whatever reason that's going nowhere in life except for creating more frustration than there needs to be already.
You mean with the cars?
No, I'm just saying in general in life, you know, but there was just crazy amount of security that was not only roaming the streets, but walking all of everywhere around SEMA just to get inside the doors. There were full bag checks and everything. Where past years, it wasn't so heavy.
Mm-hmm. And that's correct, Bob. It wasn't so heavy before. There was a huge police presence out there throughout the whole time. The BEM car was beautifully represented and filmed. I got to tell you, the Ford booth just destroyed the Chevrolet booth, and the proving grounds of Ford were better than Chevrolet. Very disappointing, man.
Ford definitely raised the bar, dude. I was kind of disappointed with the Chevrolet display. That's really our go-to, but I'll tell you what, man, it was fairly basic, dude. Their location was terrible at best. They were outside in between the loading docks on the backside of Central Hall, so they were kind of just stuck in the corner with, you know, two cars running at a time, and there was really not much going on. They were just making laps in stock production cars. I get it. They're trying to show what the cars can do, but people out there want to see another level. They don't want to see a basic car go round and round and round, you know?
They had the Focus RS. They had the Mustangs, they had Cobras, they had
Raptors.
I mean,
Vaughn Gittin Jr.'s cars were out there, the truck, the rally car, the Hoonigan. I mean, everything was out there just ripping it up, dude. And that's what people want to see. The fans want to get rowdy.
And then over in the Chevrolet side, they had two Corvettes, a Camaro and a Colorado.
Yeah.
And it just, I'm not being negative. It's just the
it
facts
was just
are,
basic.
Yeah,
you know, there were 10 people watching the Chevrolet stuff run all day long, and there were multiple thousands of people standing out front all the way around 360 degrees around the Ford proving grounds, which was a very big difference.
Crazy, man. Good morning to our viewers all around the world. I'm watching your numbers out there. Please, if you want to call in and join the conversation, 714-242-5166. Toll free. Come on, call us in. I'm watching the board right here, 714-242-5166. Bub, the next step for the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Mustang is going to be in partnership with CPE, and now the bar is going to go somewhere in north of the 700 horsepower mark.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for, man. It's there's something that's going to be coming out here pretty soon from CPE. Instagram is instagram.com/GoCPE, GOCPE. They are going to release something for these EcoBoosts. I'm telling you right now, keep my word on this one. The EcoBoost market over the next 8 to 12 months is going to take over the world. I'm telling you this right now.
It is.
Everything from a luxury / sport cruiser to the off-road application with just strong, strong torque curves coming out of these V6 EcoBoost twin turbo applications, especially now with Precision, again, designing and setting the bar for all Turbonetics and Precision kits for these EcoBoosts, man. Everything from the Focus RS to the EcoBoost 2.3 to the Raptor V6 twin turbos. So all of these things are literally having, you know, the potential to push that 500, 600, 700 horsepower mark right out of the gate, dude, which is incredible for something that gets 25 plus miles to the gallon. You can cruise them. They're super efficient. They're not obnoxious and rowdy and radical. They're just smooth, calm, and tons of power. But I'll tell you what, CPE is doing another, just moving that bar up again, dude. You know, they've already hooked us up with everything air fuel delivery wise for the S550 EcoBoost. But I'll tell you what, right now they have completely developed and designed a fully built 2.3 EcoBoost to drop into EcoBoost Mustang. So everything from 15 onward, again, even though it's coming out this year going into 18, it is going to fit all the way back to 15s. These are fully built motors, fully forged stage two setups, custom block, custom cylinder head, all direct fit with their turbo kits, utilizing, again, the best of the best Precision. You drop these things in there, full crates, you drop them in at 750 plus horsepower on a 2.3 liter EcoBoost. That might be a street takeover.
It could be, Bub. It really could. We were watching some of 1320's videos. Man, that's some interesting stuff they've got going on out there. Good morning to Jason Locke out there saying Jamie is slow. I'm not sure who Jamie is. I'm not sure how he's slow.
Depends on what he's slow at. Some people are slow at writing. Some people are slow at driving. Some people are slow at math.
Some people are slow and they're on the short bus.
I'm on a short bus every day.
Wow, man. Sometimes it seems that way, doesn't
it? I'll tell you what, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lines are open. 714-242-5166. Feel free to call in if you'd like to. 714-242-5166. So, Bub, 2018 is going to be a huge year for Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
That's right.
You and I have started looking already in to a brand new tractor trailer because we are going to have to move a variety of cars to SEMA next year, and we want to make sure we're outfitted properly and look really good getting there, man.
Yeah, there's a lot in the works, man. We have a lot of stuff to get done, and you know, we're just looking forward to it, man. We're gonna move that bar up to another level, you know, really in the most part for, you know, for what we've got in the works here from a business brand standpoint, but also what we have going on behind the scenes we can't release yet. But more importantly, you know, all the sponsors that we hooked up with and everybody partnered up together to just build and design some of the sickest stuff out there and just, you know, do what is truly industry trendsetters, man.
You're always setting trends. Now, Bub, I want to share with you a very special guest we have calling in this morning. You know a little bit about it behind the scenes, but I want to tell our fans around the world about it. As we shared with you, we made some very, very solid connections and new friends out at SEMA. We're the guys who like very positive people. We don't like negative doc chatter and negative people.
No. I mean, this industry is about fun, dude. It's their cars. Everybody's got their own style. You see some crazy stuff. You see some really busted whack stuff. But I'll tell you what, man, it's all about what makes each person happy at the end of the day. That's what the rides are for. They're meant to have fun. They're meant to be adrenaline packed. They're meant to bring enjoyment to personally, to families, to whatever you can imagine. So the drama is none, and you just got to create it all fun.
And that's where it's supposed to be, because when you're in that green room or out to dinner with each other, you know, and hanging out, it just makes it a lot of fun. And we met the guys down there from Street Outlaws New Orleans, you know, one of Discovery's big shows. James is one of their partners out there. James approached us, their crew approached us about doing some things with them. We're not allowed. We're under a non-disclosure right now.
Yeah.
But they have come to you from a talent perspective, and there's going to be some big things going on there.
Yeah.
And so while we cannot talk details about this, I did ask James to call in today from the team over there, over at Warpath Streetcars, and I'm going to have him join us now live, Bub.
Sounds good,
so
man.
Let's do it, man. I love. You guys are going to love James. Really good attitude. James, good morning. Are you with us on Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast?
Hey, what's going on, Tom? It's good to be here.
Good morning, man. How you doing?
Oh, just got up, got some stuff going. Made a couple phone calls to the crew and to Bob and them. They're in Kentucky right now. And I just spoke to Pop. He said that the reception is still kind of terrible where they're at right now. He's going to try to get to a better spot where he can make a phone call. I told him not to stress out, but they were up all night last night getting the car right. So it was a long night for them.
This is a weekend of Bub. Could say good morning to James.
Yo, what's up, James? How you doing?
What's going on, Bub? How are you, brother?
Doing good, man. Just cranking away down here in beautiful South Florida, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yes,
it
sir.
Is a beautiful day. So James, let's talk a little bit about what's going on. I know we are under non-disclosure with you guys right now. We're not allowed by law to talk about what has, what you, Team BEM and Team Warpath Streetcars has been up against for some upcoming episodes. But I'm going to allow you to lay the foundation for what will be coming up within the legal confines of what can be disclosed.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, Team Warpath is picking up. Obviously, a lot of people know that there's another car that they're going to be running this season. They got a big tire car. Can't go into too many details as to, you know, specs or anything like that, but it's going to shake it up a little bit. It's a very, very fast car. It's going to be right there parallel to the quality that Little Legend had. Right now, they're in the stages to finish it up, getting it prettied up and beautifuled up, you know, with the wrap and all the decals and everything, finishing that up. It's got to do a little bit more tuning, and then it should be ready to hit the streets with the help of BEM and some of the great sponsors that we've acquired through the great contacts we made at SEMA this year. It's expecting to be just coming out running, man. It's going to be a great car. It's going to be a great season. And we just want to get everybody and encourage everybody to tune in and just follow it as we go. But it should be a pretty awesome season.
It's going to be a wonderful season, Bub. As you know, you and I were up late talking to the owner of one of the sponsors who's going to be helping mm-hmm. provide the power adder
side
of this thing. Mm-hmm. You were doing a lot of design work in going back and forth, I think until about 1 o'clock this morning that was going on. And I can tell you, this is going to be a balls fast car, and it's going to be a dominator, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, again, just like James said, you know, there were so many great contacts made out at SEMA, you know, when people are brought together, typically they're brought together for a reason. You know, we're going to move that bar up again for, you know, now these guys out there in New Orleans, Street Outlaws is going to be insane. All I know is it's going to be quite a ton of horsepower going down the strip.
God, James, it is, isn't it, man?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what like I said, again, we can't talk numbers, but it's going to be great. If we can, you know, get it to go straight and do A to B passes, it's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Yep. Well, we'll talk to the suspension sponsors as well and make sure that, you know, Bub, you know, works with you guys technically, and we'll get that thing to hook up real strong. Will it beat the dung beetle that Asian drives? That's the question.
I don't know, man. That might be a close race.
That dung beetle is so cute, isn't it, James?
Yeah, that thing's nuts, man. It's amazing how much power that they were able to squeeze out of that little motor. It's a testament to what forced induction can do.
It is. It is big time, man. It's you know, most people don't really understand that. You can typically on most applications, if they're built right, man, you can almost go, you know, double your horsepower. You know, if you've got a motor, for example, and I'm not saying this in terms of your car, but if you've got a motor that's in, say, like this, like stock Camaros, Corvettes, you know, in the 550 range, the right at boosted application, you can almost double that 40-50% increase, man, up to the 750, 850, 900 horsepower mark just on all stock bolt-on stuff, man. And that's not even talking fully built, fully forged, you know, built as a spec setup meant for crazy 30, 40, 50 pounds of boost. That's just ball busting, neck breaking, man.
Mm.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's, and like you said, you know, with the right, supporting mods, which I'm sure, you know, BEM and their sponsors and their vendors can bring about, you get the right supporting mods. I've seen the stock Coyotes go over 1,000 horsepower wheel.
Yep. And that's incredible,
that's
man.
Correct. Yep. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, I've got a real feeling, Bub, you and I were talking about this. We were on the phone with a potential new sponsor, Allison, over there at Dynocom yesterday. We're going to get into that a little bit. I got a feeling they're going to be playing a big role in the way this thing tunes and maps out as well, Bub.
Oh, big time, man. It's, you know, one thing about, especially as everybody knows, you know, especially building a track-oriented car, you know, it's fun. You know, we do a lot of street strip combo cars here to where, you know, you can get in, you can drive the things where you're not so locked down to, you know, certain fuels and stuff. So we do a lot of street and strip.
Yes.
Our average number for the street strip cars that roll out of BEM is anything between, you know, 850 and 1100 horsepower. And that's just, those are animals, you know, rolling down the street on just pump gas. But, you know, when you get into these full out track cars that are trying to make the absolute fastest pass time, that is where you are just all out tuning. You've got to make sure your build is right, and you've got to make sure your tune is dead on, man, because it is going to change in 10 degrees of weather. It's going to, you know, slow you down a little bit. It's going to speed you up some. So it's all about that tune and making sure it's done right. So being sure you're hooked up by the right dyno is a number one.
Yeah, that's number one, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, again, that's where it comes into play, where you get some of the great sponsors that you guys have helped us work with and that we have found that'll get this car tuned and ready and making the best passes that it can make. But yeah, exactly. A couple degrees in weather, some elevation change, anything like that will affect your car. You know, it'll shave, you know, tenths or even, you know, whole seconds if you're not careful.
That's right. Yeah. And you were thinking, Bub, last night, you were actually talking, you called me around 10 as you were thinking about the tuning of this particular build. And you were really, really getting very in depth with it. You know, sometimes you get over my head because I mean, you're in the top three of the industry, man. It gets very deep in your mind.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Good morning. I mean, every factor is key, man. You've got to take everything into consideration. Not only just the way the car starts up, you know, you don't want it to start up too rich and then the car is loading up and you've got to keep clearing it out right before you can run it. You know, you've got so much in terms of tuning to where you can have something that starts up, that runs it, you know, if it needs to sit in idle for a couple seconds, it can without making it a hard, you know, load up pass, typically force induction. You're going to run them pretty much on the fat side of rich. So it's, you know, something super careful you got to tune with. And there's a lot of hours, man. This isn't sticking on the dyno.
Nope.
Do one quick pull, do a couple adjustments and be done with it, man. When you're shooting crazy numbers in terms of horsepower, we won't say what those are going
to
be.
We're not allowed to.
On this car. But, you know, when you're shooting crazy numbers, man, let's just put it this way. We have to make sure the dyno can handle how much horsepower it's getting.
That's correct. And that's why
we'll leave it at that.
That's why I had to reach out to the guys over at Dynacom. It was very specific because most dynos can't handle what this car is going to put down.
Exactly. It's typically right there at that cap.
Yep.
So we'll leave it at
that. That's right. That's right. Yeah, exactly. So James, what are the boys doing out there in Kentucky today?
Well, I just talked to them a little while ago. They were sleeping. Like I said, they were up all night. They're making street passes. Obviously this isn't a racetrack. So, every time they go to a different venue, they have to change the suspension settings. They have to change just so many different things to make the car stick to that particular road. And they were up till the wee hours of the morning this morning trying to make sure that car is going to bite and go A to B. When I spoke to Pop, he said Bob was still zonked out sleeping, man. He had a rough night. And they were going to try to get up. He said they were going to try to get a phone call into you this morning. That was the last conversation I had with them before I called. But yeah, like I said, they were doing good stuff last night, man. They made a bunch of passes. They got it dialed in. It should be a good event for them this morning. We're just going to keep them in our prayers to make sure that they stay safe out there and they come home safe and then the car makes it through and everybody has a good time.
Right on. I appreciate your belief in saying prayers, man. Good morning to the rally champion and Bubba's Exotic Motorsports rally car driver, Mr. Gio Hammerbeck, and Richard Olquin down in Abilene, Texas, listening in today. Good morning, Richard. I hope you're doing well today. So, James, what's on your agenda today as we move into Saturday?
Well, I got a couple things to do. I got a buddy of mine, my friend Brett. We got to go get his truck tuned up for the race tonight. We're going to go to Bradenton and make some passes. And nice. I'm going to probably wrench on my little Fox body a little bit. Maybe I get Bub to help me out with some tuning on that thing. I got a LS1 swap turbo Fox body.
Nice,
Brett. We got it on E85. My buddy Gary Phillips, he's been doing a lot to help me out with tuning. Couple buddies of mine down here. They've helped us out in some great ways. You know, Gary's a pretty smart guy. He's been doing a lot to help me out. But I'm running out of tuning ability here, but we need to get it running. But other than that, pretty much I'm going to spend a little time with the family and that's about it.
Is your family going to go out to the track and watch you run tonight?
They probably aren't going to go tonight just because it's not going to be me running. It's going to be my friend Brett. We're going to try to get his truck dialed in and he just got a new tube chassis truck, you know, full built tube chassis. You know, just got the two kits of nitrous and it's a pretty light truck. So he hasn't made any real nitrous hits with it, but we're going to check that out and try to dial it in.
Right on, man.
Nice. That'll be a lot of fun.
How's the weather over there? You're actually in Tampa. We are southeast of you by about 2.5 hours in Jupiter. So you're very close. How's the weather over there?
It's actually beautiful, man. It's in clear blue skies. There isn't even a white cloud up right now. It's probably in the mid-70s, early to mid-70s. And we're expecting a good day for it. Should be good times, man. So hopefully everything goes well.
Well, if you need any help from Bub, you've got my personal cell phone number. Add one to the last number of my personal cell, and you've got Bubs. You can talk to him. You know, he'll step you through whatever tuning issues you have over there.
Right on, man. And I appreciate that, guys.
You're yeah, very welcome.
That thing's probably a little animal, dude. LS1 turbocharger. What size turbo are you running on that?
It's a 70. It's a small.
Okay, so, I mean, you're probably laying down, though, plus 600-plus club for sure.
Yeah, right in there.
Nice, man. That's hey, you don't need much more than that in a Fox body, dude.
No, you don't.
No, they're pretty light. They'll boogie.
Yeah, they move for sure. What are you running for a trans in that car? Are you running a GM-related trans, or are you running, like, the stock AOD setup?
Oh, no. No, it's a TH400, built TH400.
Oh, nice, man. Nice. So that thing just lays the power down right away.
Yeah, it gets gone, man. It's we made some test hits with it. It's running about 15 PSI of boost, and it's scary.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's about all you need, man. That's enough to keep that car a little wobbly up to about 70.
Yeah.
It stayed wobbly on drag radials through the entire first gear, and you know, started getting there in second.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, most people don't really understand that. We were talking about it with one of the pro drag racers when we were out at SEMA, man. It's, you know, most people don't understand if you're, you know, you're up at that 180, 190, 200 mile an hour range and your car is getting squirrely on you.
It's not a fun place
to be. That's different than, you know, going sideways at 25 miles an hour in first gear.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely scary.
And what's even funnier, though, is right around that speed, I figure, F it. I'm just going to head for the wall.
You do anyways.
I do.
It doesn't matter what speed you're going.
That's exactly right. I can be going five.
You're
and say,
dead
oh,
anyway.
You know my reputation, James. I can wreck anything and do, and I like it.
He's the only guy I know, James, that could probably launch in first gear and take a hard left into the wall.
It's no problem.
Somehow.
Oh, man. That's
use the steering wheel. The steering wheel gets you there very quickly.
Yeah, or you know, not use the steering wheel. That's part of what you typically do. Forget to turn when you need to.
That's because I'm too busy having something to eat while I'm trying to run down the strip.
Typically. Why don't you talk about the Ferrari you drove the other day?
Which one?
The one that you put right into the middle of a field because you decided to floor it in a 90-degree corner?
Well, I wanted to see how the paddle shifters work on it.
Okay, that's typically not – you don't go full throttle into the corner. You kind of die off a little bit, then power, 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 like G says.
Halfway
through that corner, just after that apex, hit it, dude.
I was looking for the apex, I guess, a little bit early.
Way
James.
Too early.
These things happen, right?
We're on the road course, and this guy's off in a field somewhere doing donuts in a brand-new Ferrari. What are you doing?
Donuts in the field.
Hopefully somebody got video.
Oh, it's all over the place, I'm sure, man, you know. But that's my reputation, you know. I drove the tour bus, which I'm not even supposed to be in the driver's seat of, right through the gate here. So, you know.
He did.
These things happen, man. They happen, you know. But whatever it is, it happens, man. So, James, you get out there and make it a really killer day out there. We're going to be doing weekly updates. You're going to be on the show with us now weekly. And the team's going to be on the show with us weekly now to do a segment and keep us updated. And you and Bub are going to talk technical stuff, and we're just going to keep the fans appraised and start building it out there, right?
Yep, that sounds like the plan, man. I talked to them, and they're excited about doing the show as well. They're in a bad situation right now with cellular signal.
No, that's fine, man. That's fine. But, you know, at least you were able to get on with us. We appreciate it. You'll be on weekly with us. You and Bub are going to do a little technical segment on the car as it's going through the paces. Certainly, we have to work within the confines of the non-disclosure so that we don't release information that's not supposed to be out there. You and I had that sidebar conversation the other night as well, you know, how people just steal your ideas, man. It's so pathetic, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We just got to be careful, obviously, because they do have a contractual agreement with Discovery Channel Pilgrim Media, so they have to be careful what they disclose. And then obviously we don't want to disclose anything to hurt the sponsors that are behind the car in the 2018 season.
No, that's exactly right.
Exactly.
And we believe in working with the working within the confines of the contract as it was laid in front of us, man. So we'll just do it. Be smart. That's it. You know, be smart.
Right on, man. Well, we'll plan for next week. We'll get some information together. Hopefully we'll have some new fun information to talk about, and we'll get together next week, same time.
Right on. We'll send our love to the boys out at the track today, man. Our love goes with you as well, James. Everybody be careful out there tonight, okay, buddy?
Right on. Will do, man. As always, great talking to you, Tom, and you too, bub.
Thanks, James.
Thanks, James, so much.
Be safe out there. Have fun, bro.
Take care.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There they go. From the Street Outlaws, bub, on Discovery, James and the New Orleans Warpath Streetcars machine, man. Good people, man. We're going to be doing a lot with them. I told you some big stuff came out of SEMA, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know, man. Running down the streets of Bourbon Street is going to be pretty ballsy to me.
I don't have to run to get the bourbon. You know that's my Achilles heel.
I got that.
I'm not allowed to touch it, but it's my Achilles heel all the
time. Yeah, you probably still sneak it, though.
Nope. I don't, bub. You know that. I've been very, very
like a raging alcoholic. You have like a small mini bottle slipped in the very end of your pillowcase, so mm-hmm. you just like reach your arm in there when you're sleeping. You slide out this bottle and you're like,
now I'll go back to sleep.
And then you changed it out in your toothpaste or your mouthwash dispenser, didn't you?
No.
You could.
I could.
You could get, here's a good one. Go get a bottle of Monkey in Paradise. We already have cases.
Mm-hmm.
Pour it into your Listerine. Mm-hmm. Drop a couple hits of the food dye in there. Light green. What?
Right on, bub.
Then you go into venues.
I hate
and
vodka.
Then people, you just be like, listen, I don't want my mouth to smell bad.
But you know what?
I just walk down with a bottle of green Listerine.
I do love Monkey in Paradise, the two-time double gold winner out of San Francisco, California.
This is true.
And the crew over there doing really, really good. They picked up the Monkey in Paradise challenger that you completed yesterday and blown away. Good morning to Jack McPike over there I'm not sure where he's calling in from or where he's checking in from, but good morning, Jack. How are you today? We got fans from all over the world, don't we, bub?
Yeah, man. A lot of people out there watching, a lot of people listening. We've had a lot of fun over the past, 8-12 months of this year, getting a lot of stuff done, moving that industry bar up again to another level, and we have way more to come. Trust me when I tell you that. The contracts that we were signing back at SEMA 17 just last week.
Unbelievable, bub.
Incredible contracts, definitely going to push the bar up to another level, not only for BEM, but also just for the entire automotive industry, and trust me when I say that it is going to be insane. Can't wait to get out to Cars and Coffee next weekend.
That's
really
be
looking
fun,
forward
man.
To it, man. Hopefully the weather holds out for us right now. We've got a little bit of rain coming and going, so hopefully we've got great weather out there. We'll go out, we'll have a great time. A lot of great people out there, a lot of great rides out there, just a lot of big South Florida builders out there. Just looking forward to a good time, man.
Yeah, we really are. Jack, the phones are open. Richard, the phones are open. If you guys want to sneak in a call before Robin calls us here from Miss Outlaw Boutique, 714-242-5166, 714-242-5166. Call in, say hello. Tell us about your latest project. We want to hear these things, bub. We want to, we will answer your technical questions as well, bub. You get hit with them all the time throughout the week, man.
Yeah, man. We have a lot of technical questions that roll through. If you guys have any questions, trust me, we have probably 50 plus projects here at BEM right now. Anything and everything you can imagine, from brand new Rolls Royce and Bentleys, Ferraris. We've got one Lamborghini out there right now, to all the way back to early vintage, 1930s rides sitting here on the lot. We're doing pro touring builds on everything in between. You can imagine, American, Asian, everything you could possibly imagine is sitting here on the lot right now. If you guys have questions, maybe you're working on a project of your own, we may have that car here. We may do a tech tip for you guys
on
a daily
sure.
live stream for sure, man. So we'll get out there. We'll throw some love your way and just have a lot of fun, man. We love being interactive.
Good morning to Buck Harvey as well. He's been following us a lot lately. Buck, good morning, and thank you for being part of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family and joining us here on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, Bob.
I'll tell you what, one thing's for sure. If you guys have not, if you are new listeners and you want to know what it is we keep referring to, there's a lot of stuff out there on the SEMA 17 S550 we built and designed for Precision Turbo. Go to our website directly at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. If you scroll down, like halfway down the page, you will see our YouTube link. Subscribe to it. Definitely subscribe to it. You will also see our, on the right-hand side, the video of that car from LGW Media Works when it was shot for the show. Letting a little too much out right there. But that was shot right before we loaded that thing up and sent it out to Vegas for SEMA. So you guys can see that car if you aren't going to be able to make it out to the Cars and Coffee Palm Beach if you aren't local. If you are local within an hour, you should definitely take the trip and come check the car out. Pictures,
pending,
videos, don't even do it.
Pending, of course, our entertainment attorney, Joe Jansen, getting the contract all signed and anything, he's going to be mad when he finds out we started kind of shooting behind the scenes.
This is true.
He's not going to be happy, is he?
It happens.
Yeah, it does. Jack says, good morning. He's doing good, thanks. Indiana in the house. Well, welcome, Indiana, Jack, and welcome to you, too. Tell us about what your ride is and what's your favorite part of motorsports, and any questions you have, you send them right here to us, Jack.
Jack's got Birdman for the win in Bowling Green tonight. Bowling Green, Kentucky, right?
Right, Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Yes. That's an Air Force base, no?
No, the home
what's
of
there?
Corvettes, where they're built.
That's it.
There you go, Bob.
Isn't that where the whole Corvette Museum is and it fell in or something?
Yep, that's correct.
With the earthquake or something
that's
like
correct.
That.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what, dude. Crazy, right? All those vets just disappeared into a hole.
Did you see the restoration they did on them?
Bunch of Corvettes in a black hole.
Yep.
Kinda
very
sucks.
Very, yep. Where is he at?
Sweet Ride.
Sweet Ride. Oh, okay. On the Mustang. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
Jack.
So Jack thought.
Yeah, very good. Jack said Sweet Ride out there in
Indiana,
man.
Yeah, man, really good stuff. Thank you, Jack. You know, definitely, man, you know, huge props to everybody out there, all the sponsors that threw in product for that SEMA build. We have, again, like I mentioned, we have contracted 4 builds for SEMA 18. Just that alone is going to keep me way overwhelmed with work. And I have, like I said, 50-plus projects sitting here at the BEM headquarters
that
the entire
man.
Team
We're
is cranking
pumped.
On. And, you know, the backlog is insane. I'm probably a year and a half out on backlog right now, so we're working like crazy, man, getting this stuff done. The marketing side is blowing up. All of these sponsors' products are officially for sale at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. So if there is something out there that you guys did see on that car or any other car, like I mentioned, that Focus RS that's coming out is going to take over the turbocharged
world. It's
going to
be crazy
world.
What you do with that.
All-wheel drive, 6-speed manual turbocharged, dude. That's going to be where it's at. Lookout rally car. That's
I
all
know
I'm
your,
saying.
I know your design style. I was looking at them. I took the time to look at them the other night because I know how that's going to kind of come about.
Yep.
By the way, next week when we are at the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event, Bub, we will have our rally champion driver, Gio Hammerback, exclusively at the BEM VIP section where the SEMA 17 Mustang will make its public unveil to the press. Some celebrities, Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers will be on the bus with us. So he'll be out there with us. You can come and meet him as well. We'll be doing autographs with the official SEMA pictures we autographed in the booths there. So it's going to be a great time, man.
Yeah, man, we're looking forward to it. Gio, yes, please come hang out. You know where we'll be set up. We're getting set up, I believe, in the, what is it, in the Ford GT section because it is a Mustang. So they do
they're putting
set up
it with
the
Mustangs, the Ford GT section, yes. Setting up a VIP section right there. They want us there with the special cars.
Which was really cool, too, because when we were actually out at SEMA, we met with not only Brian, who has the first GT40 here, the brand new 2018, right? So we met with him. His ride was here. Everybody's seen that. It is the Star Trooper, so that thing is always down here at the Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach, the white one. But also, we met with the original designers of the 05 GT40s, which was Camillo. That was super awesome meeting that
right
guy.
Right on, man. How cool was that, man?
Really cool, man. There was a bunch of great guys out there, man. A lot of cool people out there just chilling, hanging out, having a great time. And, you know, now that it went from, you know, everybody went from here to the West Coast, now back to the East Coast, we are all going to reconnect here next week. Going to be a fun time. Gee, make sure you stop by. You still haven't seen the S550 SEMA build yet in person. You've seen it as it's been built, but you've been handling all your other stuff as well, getting that stuff caught up. And we also need to touch base on the rally setup as well. So we'll go over all that.
It's funny, too, because James, our good friend over there with the New Orleans Street Outlaws show, who you're working with in design of this new motor that we're under contract with them to help them out a little bit.
Yeah.
We can't talk about it. He just joined us here. He said the SEMA EcoBoost car was badass, Bub.
Thank you.
It really was, man. You're the best in the business, Bub.
I mean, we had thanks to all the sponsors
thank
out
you,
there,
James.
Man. We had 12 sponsors that threw product at that car, even all the way down to Morpheus Wraps here, just right in our back. So many crazy things out there that got thrown on this car, all brand new products that released to the 2018 model line this year. Some of them got SEMA's Best Of Award, which is incredible. Also, all of these things, because this is an S550 Mustang, they do go all the way backwards as well, not just 18 and on because it released now, but because this S550 has been around since 15. So anything 15 on suspension from Steeda, man, let me tell you what, dude, and we had just another custom set of springs for that thing done. So we had so much stuff done, but it's just incredible, man. It's a little beast.
It really is. Thank you to Steeda. Thank you to CPE. Thank you to Borla. Thank you to Palm Beach Plating. Thank you to Nitto Tires. Great swag bags we're giving away next week.
Yeah.
With all of our sponsor stuff, Extreme Dimensions, Carbon Creations, Duraflex, Bub. Who am I leaving out here? I mean, just
so many,
just,
dude. Watson.
Watson Racing.
American Racing.
American
Nitto,
Racing.
Everybody.
Just thank you, everybody, for making the world's only car with
and stay tuned for what we've got coming for SEMA 18, because we will already start throwing up sneak peeks of rides and what we've got going on.
Yeah, we will. Thanks to James, man, and the whole crew out there, man. I'm glad he's part of our family, man. But
we're
at the top of the hour here. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you get to Miss Outlaw Boutique. That is msoutlawboutique.com. We need to can't say enough about going on out there today in Abacoa, the lovely Miss Robin and Miss Layla, who's the former supermodel, and they are both owners of the store. A lot of great stuff going on. Visit them online at missoutlawboutique.com. Gio Hammerback, the World Rally Champion and BEM Motorsports driver, will be there early. He'll be at the VIP area with us. We'll be signing autographs, Bub. Ford gave you a $1 voucher to buy the new Ford RS.
Yep.
We'll be doing two of the RSs for SEMA next year. One will stay with us to see the track.
Yep. One stays with us. One goes in the booth, and we've got another one in the works with CPE. So we've got a lot of rides going on, a lot of crazy things going on behind the scenes. Stay tuned, guys.
Very proud of you, Bub. Love you. Until next Monday, on Monday, when we come back and give you the daily live stream from 11 to 11:30, what are we going to keep on doing?
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Shop online for all of our great apparel and also all of our great sponsors' products. Right here, you can buy it through us. We're even adding VP Fuels to our product line. Steeda Autosports, Borla Exhaust, it's all up there, ladies and gentlemen. Join us, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Our producer says it is Veterans Day. I'm a veteran. You're a veteran. Thank you so much. I serve my country proudly. Ladies and gentlemen, please, if you know a vet, please say thank you to them. I do it all the time in the airport. Just thank you for your service to our country. I'm not embarrassed to walk right to the front of the line and shake somebody's hand who is checking out. Doesn't matter. I wore my country's uniform proudly. I'd do it again and call. I go again if she called me, Bub.
Yep.
No problems. No questions about that. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Outlaw Boutique. That's MS Outlaw Boutique for the finest in fashion apparel and boutique items. Miss Outlaw Boutique. And Robin and Layla have great stuff going on over there. Gift baskets and everything like that. 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695. The Guinness World Record Holding Cars and Coffee event. It will be next week at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall, Exit 71 here in South Florida. Come visit us. A lot of celebrities. The BEM SEMA 17 600 horsepower Mustang will be on display. Monkey in Paradise, the two-time double gold winner coming out of San Francisco, California. The Monkey reminds you, Bub.
Please drink responsibly.
Until next weekend, ladies and gentlemen, when we come to you live from these studios or next Saturday, make sure you do something kind for somebody today. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full. If they have holes in the bottom of their shoes, give them a pair of shoes. Give them a pair of yours. Go to Payless. It's cheap, man. And if somebody's hungry standing on the corner, if you don't want to give them money, ask them to meet you across the street at 7-Eleven or Chevron, man. Buy them something cheap. Let's make sure we take care of all of our animals out there. They need us more than we need them. Right, Bub?
Yep.
That's a true statement, isn't it, man?
That's it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, let's just keep on doing it. Bubba style.
That's it. That does it for this edition of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Make sure you join us Monday through Friday on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page from 11 to 11:30 for the number one rated internationally syndicated daily motorsports live stream as well. Until next time, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.